Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this podcast for Aspire is for June the 4th, 2022. And we're going to look at the getters. Yeah. There are people who are only getters. I meet them all the time, and they come to me sometimes here and there at hospice or when I'm helping the kids, and they say to me, tell me, you know, how do I get? Always about the getters. And when I go to different places to speak, I see in their churches these affirmations about how to get, and if you please God or if you keep a positive attitude, you'll get things. And this whole idea of getting has become the foremost, shall we say, priority in people's lives. How do I get? And really what it is they want two things. It's universal. They want money and they want health, okay? And usually in that health, we're talking about children themselves. We're talking about a lot of things. And looking at this whole icky thing that we do about how we survive can be very, very challenging. How do you survive? That's the question. And should you survive the way you're surviving? Should you live the way you're living? What, quote unquote, should be your getting mentality? I think a lot of people are ill-prepared to understand the nature of the way. And the nature of the way is to be abundant, to have these things and more. But we're only interested in getting comfortable, finding some sort of financial, emotional security. We go into our emotions and make them more important than anything in our life. And hence, we miss the substance and the meaning of our existence, our whole life. So today, I thought it would be good to answer a few questions from the getters that are constantly sending emails and things and saying, Greg, how do I get health or how do I get money or, you know, will God give me all these things? They think they have to answer to this God in the sky somewhere who's going to either grant them the whole idea of getting what they want or thumbs down. And it's a big mystery to people how they survive, how circumstances happen. So I just want to offer some insight, and I hope it helps. The first question comes from Amber, and she goes into a long dissertation in her email about what she needs and wants. And she says, how do I get what I need? If I can't get what I want, at least my need. Amber, one of the things that we all have to come to realize is the circumstances that surround us are the conditions that we live within us. And if I don't understand my circumstances, it's because I don't understand the state of my condition that I live in. Now, when you understand that, when you are able to recognize the condition that you live by inside yourself through assumption, denial, lack of willingness to see the bigger picture, maybe lack of willingness to understand the way and how life works, and maybe not wanting to look at your own karma, then you will have confusion. So I'm going to try to explain this ever so slowly and ever so deliberately and probably rudimentary. People live in the condition, a condition that is made from their genetics and their DNA, And they never question that condition. They never question why they live in the condition they live in. It's mental. It's emotional. It has a lot of limitations that are based in programming, how we were programmed to think and believe from not only our human body and the genetics and the DNA, but the assumptions that we come to as we are growing up. So all of this has to do with the will and the way of my condition. And from this condition, I decide what I will have in my life and what I will not have in my life. Now, the have and have not is not as important as the condition. And it's not about being popular. It's not about being positive. It's not about being negative. It's not about any of that. I've known some very negative people who were extremely ignorant of many, many things about life, and they did very, very well. So, and I also know some really dishonest people who, you know, did terrible things, and they did very, very well. So it isn't about your behaviors, believe it or not. It isn't about your attitude. It isn't about any of that. It is about, first of all, recognizing what is your condition inside? What is it that you are a slave to from within yourself? And most people are a slave to their fears, their deepest fears. And then they formulate what I call superstitions around those fears, which are basic assumptions based in how they perceive their condition or their outer world. And their outer world may be filled with intrepidation. It may be filled with great potential, great love, but they will never know it because the condition of their mind has become, what shall we say, contrary. And the reason the mind gets contrary is because the emotions are feeding the mind. And when you are living emotionally, it means that you and I are living from our human body. We're living from the impulses we feel from the human body that are going to our brain and creating thoughts in our mind that sustain ignorance and sustain anger and arrogance. I know a lot of people who do very well in the world. Make a lot of money. They have most everything they want. But the one thing they don't get is that all of this is going to turn on them one day or another. One day, as Jesus talked about in his magnificent parable, one day your soul will be required of you. And then what will those things mean? Do you remember the story of the rich man who tore down his old barns and built new and said, I have enough now for the rest of my life. I'll just eat, drink, and be merry. And then Jesus said, one night your soul will be required of you. And what will those things mean? They will mean absolutely nothing. And what did he mean by one night? There will be some deep difficulty. There will be some deep place that we come to where the condition of our mind, our body, our emotions meet the road, and we finally come to the cul-de-sac of our life. It may be in this world, it may be in another world, and it may be tomorrow, it could be at any time. I have found this to be very true. And when this occurs, then I have to look at what I have done with myself and whether or not I am going to live by the condition of my mind and my body, my impulses, or whether or not I am going to transcend all of this. Now, most people try to change their mind. They think if they, you know, affirm affirmations and change the way their mind is structured through positive thinking, that they're going to be able to become rich. Remember the old Napoleon Hill, a book, Think and Grow Rich, that kind of thing. So with all this being said, obviously, people fail. Yeah, you think, you know, they do. If it is in your condition to be a person of wealth and all of the things that we think of as a good life, you're going to find that unless there is the heart behind it, the soul, the real soul, all these things mean nothing. And they do mean nothing. What can I say? What should you go after? Transcendence. It isn't about what you get and how much you have in this world. It's about whether you and I recognize the condition that we are under, the condition that we are in, the condition of our thinking, the condition of our emotions, the state of them, and then whether or not we're going to allow those elements to motivate and guide us in everything that we do. That's up to you. I wanted a more liberal freedom. And I realized that years ago, all that I had was not as important as all that I am. And that is much more important to me now than ever before. I hope I was able to get a small part of that over. There's so much more to talk about, but I don't have time. So maybe one day you'll click into maybe an Aspire TV program or the discourses, and it will help you more. Thank you, Amber, and please forgive me. Namaste. Last question comes from Ron. He lives in Omaha, Nebraska. God gives and God takes away. How do I get God to just give, Ron? Ron, in this world, there will always be rumors of wars and wars. And there will always be that what you would think of as the positive and the negative. And you can blame that on God if you want, but it's a cycle that we live in on this earth based in the karma that we have developed within ourselves in past worlds and lifetimes. And they all come to merge in this one as an opportunity for our own awakening. And if you're only interested, as it were, and it seems this way, in getting what you want and thinking that what you want is more important than understanding the world you live in, the environment you're in, and why you're in this environment, then no one can help you. You need to really understand there is no God in the sky that is going to give you things because you pleasured him and pleased him, or take away things because you pissed him off. It doesn't work like that. This petty attitude that most people have about God, religion, philosophy, all that is just absolutely horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. So I can't talk people out of that. They need to make a God, a superior being, and that superior being is the one who determines thumbs up or thumbs down for most of us, and that's just not the way it works. The way it works is this. Let me help you. As I was saying to Amber, discover what lives within you. Discover the state of your condition. Just observe it. What is it that is my mentality? What is my mentality? What is my mental acuity? Where do my thoughts come from? How do I come to conclusions about my life? How do I come to conclusions through my thoughts about my life? If you can meditate on these things and begin to see them for what they are, they will culminate into a deeper understanding. And that understanding will liberate you, and you will understand that everything that comes to you is a gift from the heart of life, the heart of the goodness that really does live within us all. I'm out of here. Hope that helped. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, I have more for tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. you ever have a question, it's greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Thanks for listening. Have a beautiful day. And once again, as always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.